every time you get around to Sligo, you know you get a tough game. Sligo's a good, strong soccer county, and I'm sure haven't been under frame in the Oscar Centre for the last number of years, and I know John Loftus came in there as manager last year, and he'd be keen to, you know, make inroads in the competition the same way we were maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
And tell me, Dermot, you've had a really good run yourself this last four or five years, and you've been involved all the way along. How's this squad looking ahead of the new season?
Yeah, as you say, kind of the last 4 years have been a phenomenal experience for both myself and Paul Hegarty, managing the team, and also for our backroom staff, but most importantly for the players. We've won one of them, we've been beaten the final, and then beaten two semi-finals. And to be quite honest, I don't think we've had the greatest luck in the competition over the 4 years. Like, you know, we've beaten in a penalty shootout in one semi-final, Clare sent off after 14 minutes in another semi-final. You know, so we're open now that the squad, we've taken in, freshened things up a bit, taken in three or four young lads maybe come up through the youth academy, and unfortunately then our squad is stretched to the limit because we have six or seven players unavailable through injury, work commitments, family commitments, but we're still happy enough with 16 players heading down here now and giving a good shot and hope for the best.
What has your preparations been like? Have you had a few games?
Preparations have been good. Again, you know, we play a cross-border competition for the Gregory Kearney Cup with the Saturday Morning League. Two excellent games this year, very, very tight games. We won 2-1 in the Brandywell, and then we won the Return League 1-0 in McGinn. Both played very high tempo. And then we played Derry City on the 19th there on Wednesday night, another high tempo game. We had a good victory in that game as well. So, very happy with the preparations. We also took the players in last night just for a quick 1 hour session, as we tend to do the night before games, to help them get their minds on the game and finalise preparations.
Look, it's a real sprint event this, with three games, and you're obviously going to hope to get off to a good start tonight.
Yeah, you always want to get off to a good start. I think it's you know, in the nature of the competition, there's a benefit for topping the group, so you know you have to set that out as your original name. Your secondary aim then was, if you can't top the group, you qualify to the knockout stages and take it from there. Ironically, you know, 2 years ago, the year we won it, we actually started off with a defeat in Sligo. And then we defeated Donegal and drew with Cavan one and actually scraped through. And then, you know, we got the squad back in full fitness after Christmas, and it really took off after that. But, you know, ultimately, you want to try and top the group and give yourself every advantage.